Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. We are on board on this beautiful Friday after, boy, oh boy, oh boy, did heavy rains come throughout the area last evening and well into the morning. Good gracious, there was a lot of rain that fell last night. But today, we're starting to dry out. The sun is out, the breeze is blowing, you're going to be in the low 70s. I know there's some rain that continues to get forecasted for Sunday. I know originally it was supposed to be about 72 and partly cloudy, and now they're saying some showers in the morning, possibly up until about game time. So it might make for some soggy tailgating. But we shall see how it looks when it comes to game time. But nevertheless, we sit here on a Friday getting you ready for the Packers and the Vikings this coming weekend at Lambeau Field. And I was started out the day. This is kind of how my day got going. I started out the day doing my prediction. And we did it last night on the huddle. But I started out the day doing my prediction. I know that our flagship station, 105.7 FM The Fan and 1250 AM The Fan out of Milwaukee, they do video predictions. So I'm at home, and I'm doing my prediction. I really had to think about it, and I read this stat last night. I said this a couple of times, and it's tough for me to go against, but think about this for a minute, okay? Out of the last 11 out of the last 13 home games, 11 out of the last 13 home games, the Packers have scored 23 or more points in 11 of those games. 11 out of the last 13, the Packers have scored 23 or more against the Minnesota Vikings. So that statistic, historically, you would say, you know what, that's probably a Packers win with their new defense. I'll agree with that wholeheartedly. Hold your roll. We sat there last night. We sat here yesterday. We talked about the defense and their ability to play well. And this is a better defense. We believe it's a better defense, okay? And then we start discussing the offense and how good the offense truly is or can be, right? I think we can all agree upon that. So my question is, because I really got into the discussion last night. It was a good show last night with Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Drew Burgoyne joined us as well. We got into the discussion. Are we just making excuses? Well, this offense isn't going to get going because they're playing two good defenses. We talked about it yesterday. Are we making excuses, or is this something of an area of concern? Can I sit here today and, as I make a prediction, say that the Green Bay Packers are going to score 23 points or more against the Minnesota Vikings? Could it be done? Sure, it could be done. The likelihood of it, with what we saw, David Bakhtiari, limited, did not participate yesterday, by the way. Limited participation in practice the day before, is having back issues. Can we go with that? Are you worried a little bit? You've got Corey Linsley. He's a full participant in practice. I understand that he's nursing a little bit of a bum elbow. But can we look at this and say, Packers defensively, they have this. Then you've got who else was on the list? Darius Shepherd, the wide receiver. He's got a hamstring issue. He didn't participate in practice. We know that. But then you got Kevin King. We know he's got a hamstring / chest injury. He has limited participation. And then you start going down the list and you're going, okay, Josh Jackson, Corey Linsley, Cole Madison, Blake Martinez. He's got that shoulder, but he's a full participant in practice. Will Redmond, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, full participation. And you start to look and you go, oh, wait a minute. Jair Alexander had a knee tweak, limited participation yesterday. He wasn't listed on the injury report on Wednesday. So he's, I don't want to say ailing a little bit, but for lack of a better term, maybe he is. Can this team put up 23 points and can this defense stymie them for less than 23? I don't know if I could do that. If I had to bet my house on it, I'd probably say something to the effect of 24-17, probably in the Vikings range. just because I saw the Vikings get off to a fast start and they're able to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage, and they did a magnificent job. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers, offensively speaking, they weren't able to do much of anything. And you've got a back issue now on David Bakhtiari. It doesn't bode well for the Packers. I hope they play well, and I hope they win. Because every time it seems like they have some kind of ceremonial thing going on, whether it's the retirement of Brett Favre's number or the induction into a Hall of Fame or what have you, every time they have a big moment like that, it seems like the Packers have not played well here in recent history. And then this coming Sunday, it was announced yesterday, they're going to, at halftime, which is a reason you're going to want to stay in your seats at Lambeau Field at halftime, they're going to pay tribute to Bart Starr. It's going to be an emotional weekend. You've got the memorial service going on Saturday. You've got the tribute at halftime coming up on Sunday. Cherry Starr is going to be there. Bart Jr. is going to be there. Mark Murphy's going to say a few words. There's going to be a video tribute on the big board. So all that going on, I hope the Green Bay Packers play well. But if you had to sit here today and said, Bill, you're going to have to bet your house. Now, there's a lot of times I bet my house, and a couple of times I probably would have lost. But if I had to bet the house, I'd probably bet the house on the Vikings to get a win. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. We would always welcome your participation in the program as we continue. Also, if you want to hit us up on Twitter, feel free there as well, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can hit us up there. Feel free to do it. You can find us over there on the Facebook fan page as well, The Bill Michaels Show on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/The Bill Michaels Show. And in the meantime, we'll get into the Packers. We'll get into all of that because I want to know your keys to this game this weekend. But, boy, the Brewers win again. The Brewers win again. They sweep the four-game series. They've won seven games in a row. They continue to trek on in a positive direction. I'm sitting there yesterday with Kevin Holden and Drew Burgoyne as we're watching the game down at the Red Zone. We're watching the culmination of the Cubs game. And the Cubs, you know, they got a win, and you kind of expected at some point the Cubs were going to get a win. But we just kept saying, you know what? The Cubs still have to play the Cardinals seven times. That's always a battle. We know that. Those two teams can beat up on one another. But if the Brewers could go into St. Louis, hear me out, if the Brewers could go into St. Louis, steal two out of three. But whatever you do, you can't afford to get swept. But steal two out of three. Their schedule after that is against bottom feeder teams. Teams that are gassing up their cars. They are packing up their lockers. They are ready to end the season. Meanwhile, you've got the Cubs battling with the Cardinals to try to survive. The Cardinals haven't necessarily been lighting the world on fire right now. And the Brewers are just very quietly putting that run together that we were hoping for. Now, is this the same team as last year? Do they have the same magic as last year? There's something going on. The Christian Yelich injury, in some way, shape, or form, has been, dare I say, galvanizing. You know, it's forcing other guys to go, okay, look, we can't just rely on Christian Yelich to go up and get us a three-run jack, okay? We can't do that anymore. The Brewers are sitting four games behind the St. Louis Cardinals. Could they come out of this weekend, say, three games back? Two games back? You know what I mean? Could God forbid they sweep and keep this win streak going? Oh, my God, by the time the Brewers get out of St. Louis, we'll be out of our damn minds. But think about that. So can the Brewers get two out of three over the weekend? Be huge if they could. Get a game, walk away from the weekend three games back, continue to press on. But the Cardinals, they're 6-4 in their last 10 ball games. Like I said, they're playing really good baseball, and they're playing like a front runner right now. But, you know, they lost two out of three to the Colorado Rockies. They took two out of three from the Pirates prior to that. They took three out of four from the Giants. They took three out of four from the Reds. Three out of five, actually. Oh, no, I take that back. Three out of four from the Reds because that one game was postponed. They took two out of three from the Brewers. They swept the Colorado Rockies. I mean, they've been playing really good baseball. They haven't been losing series. If you could steal the series from the Cardinals, maybe that's the shot to the solar plexus that you need if you're the Brewers, and that would be the maybe you're bloodying the champ, the nose of the champ for the St. Louis Cardinals. See what happens. Got a lot of optimism going into this weekend. I don't know if you do, but I certainly do. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You can chime in. Give us a shout. Hey, picture yourself, speaking of the Green Bay Packers and watching Packers games at Lambeau Field, picture yourself 50-yard line, Lambeau Field. sitting right there in the plush leather recliners. It could happen. All compliments of our friends over there at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs is where they believe in better, and they have the best seats in the house contest going on right now. Now, they do this often, okay? A couple of winners each week. All you got to do is go to Packers.com/best seats. That's Packers.com/best seats. Two pairs of lucky Packers fans. They're going to be chosen prior to each home game for the VIP experience. You can enter right now, daily, by the way, through December 8th. All you got to do is complete the entry form for the rules, the eligibility, everything. Again, go to Packers.com/best seats. That's Packers.com/best seats. When we come back, you can light the lines on the Brewers. And if your optimism is reigning supreme or you're just holding your breath right now, that's fine. But I want to get into the Packers and the Vikings as well. Your biggest key, your biggest, if you're going to say if the Packers are going to win this game on Sunday, they are going to have to blank. What would it be? That's next on the Bill Michael Show.
To get behind the wheel, but only one rider. I just feel got me swimming like a diver. Can't let go. I got fans in Okinawa. My heart's in Japan. Quake losers and survivors. Norway,
welcome back to the program. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. What is the key? What is the key to getting the Packers a win this weekend? Now, if I had to sit here and say right here, right now, the number one thing for me, and if you want to point out a specific player or a specific interaction between, say, the Vikings and the Packers, it's easy to say, well, the offense needs to get on track. So if I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to need to see something, I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers. And I know that's usually the key, you know, but that's the key. Aaron Rodgers has to get on track. Has to. That's it. I mean, you don't normally, when you're looking for your X's and O's or maybe some X factor in all of this, you can say, well, you know, if Jair Alexander and that knee injury isn't too bad, well, Jair and the combination of Kevin King against Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, okay, if they negate that and somebody takes Kyle Rudolph, they can stymie then the passing ability of Kirk Cousins. Okay, that's one of those matchup things I get. But to me, coming into this game, I don't think there is anything. You can also maybe even if you want to go to the defensive side of the football, you could say, well, show me again. Make me a believer. You know, and that's understandable. But I think there is nothing more than that you need to look past going into this ball game than it is for Aaron Rodgers to get on track. For all the hype, for all the discussion of whether to play in the preseason, not to play in the preseason, everything that was going on, for all the hype, it's time to put up. This offense has to be better. He has to have better throws. There have to be quicker decisions. Get rid of the football. Get to the line of scrimmage. Stop running the clock down to zero. No more delay of game penalties. Okay? That type of all of those things you can look at and say, that has to get better. If I'm looking for a key to the game, yeah, it's easy to say the offense, but I'm going to say nothing further than number 12. Nothing further than number 12. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Chris listening to us in Minnesota on the radio.com app. Chris, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Oh, fantastic. They got to run the ball. That's got to be the key.
Running the football. Well, you know what? If you control the line of scrimmage, certainly things are going to be a lot better. But you're feeling running the football and not necessarily Aaron Rodgers. So I understand it. They didn't run the ball worth a darn when they were down in you know, obviously in Chicago. And then again, you had a really good stout Bears defense, but I think I'm making excuses every time I say that.
Yeah, they've got to run the ball. That changes the dynamic of what Aaron can do.
Correct. 100% correct. Appreciate the phone call. And thanks for listening to us over there in Minnesota, by the way, in the unfriendly territory, if you will. The true essence of the West Coast offense, okay, is you pass the ball and you use the run to continue to open up other avenues to keep safeties honest, to keep guys out of the box so you can continue to move the ball downfield, okay? When you use the run to set up the pass, you're trying to pull safeties and you're trying to maybe pull extra men into the box so you can run everything from play action to ISOs to even certain routes that will scheme guys open, and you get a lot more man coverage. So, you're right. They do need to run the ball. Aaron Jones needs to give you more than 3 yards a carry. I mean, he only had – I think they had a total of what? 40 yards, something like that, 47 yards in the game against the Bears. It wasn't much. I mean, Jamal Williams didn't have anything. He had 5 touches in that ball game. No yards. Everything else, he had a run for 5, and then after that, I think he was stymied behind the line of scrimmage almost every time. Aaron Jones, he at least made a few decent carry. He had a 9-yard carry, I think, in one series. But 39, 40, 45 yards, something like that. I mean, it wasn't much. He was averaging about 3 yards a carry. You know, the next leading rusher on the team was Aaron Rodgers, remember. So, yeah, you can say it would be the run game because that means you're controlling the line of scrimmage. But that goes back to where they didn't control the line of scrimmage, and we all of a sudden start to feel, I feel, as if we're sitting there making excuses. Well, it's a very stiff defensive front of the Chicago Bears. That's true. That's true. But at what point do you say you got to be able to run the ball against good teams too? You can't run the ball against bad teams and go, boy, we got a great run game, right? If you're going to beat the best, you got to beat the best, period. I feel like we continually make excuses for why things won't work. I want to see when things work. I want to see, for all the hype and all the things that we dissected in the preseason, I want to see the offense go. I want to see Aaron Rodgers get in and out of the huddle. I want to see him snap the ball with 5 to 7 seconds still on the play clock. I want to see them be able to do the quick outs, the quick hits. I want to see the play action. I want to see rollouts. I want to see him under center. I want to see him out of the shotgun. I want to see all of the things that we were looking for, that they were installing, that they were kind of giving us a glimpse of back in training camp. And all of a sudden they play a real team that wants to punch him in the mouth. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. We got a good defense. You can't expect this thing to work against a good defense. Come on. Who are you kidding here? Come on. It's early in the season, but I'm not going to say that anymore. Not going to say that anymore. The 2019 NFC North champs tweets us. 1, stop the run. 2, get pressure on Cousins. 3, Rodgers has to get rid of the ball. And then he has in parentheses under that, he said, but that's unlikely to happen. BJ Anderson tweets us at Bill_Michaels. He said, for me, it's the offensive line play. If they're getting off on blocks and creating holes and protecting number 12, the Packers are going to win. Chris says, hey, it's going to be a Packers win, 27-14 behind a couple of touchdowns and 100 yards from Aaron Jones. John says, the key to me is the offensive line, Bill, and that Aaron will take care of the rest. Zach says, stop the run, make Cousins play quarterback like Mitch Trubisky. If the offense comes out with less run or less rust, it should be pretty easy sledding. Hoping to see some summertime to get some work as well against the heavy run in the use we saw last week. By the way, that's Ty Summers, a summertime, by the way. Just an FYI, in case you're wondering. Lucy writes, the same defense as last week. That's what I'd like to see. And Harley says, don't let the Vikings score more points. Ha, 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 ha. Brady says, you got to slow down Dalvin Cook. And you do. That's obvious. You're absolutely correct. So many of you looking at the defense. Isn't it odd that we're sitting here today, a day before we get into the weekend, as you start to prepare for the Packers and the Vikings this coming weekend at Lambeau Field, the second game of the season, and we're talking about playing better defense. We're talking about stopping the run. We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers getting going. We're not talking about, you know, the connection to him, from him to Devontae Adams. We're not talking about Aaron Jones. You know, the majority of you aren't anyway. We're talking about the defense stopping Dalvin Cook, putting pressure on Kirk Cousins, and winning a ball game. And you know what that says? You know what that says to me? It says there's a lot of people that don't believe in the offense. Let me ask you this, and I posted this last night, okay? And I read this at the beginning of the show. Let me ask you this. The Packers have scored 23 or more points in 11 of the last 13 home games against Minnesota. Do they score 23 or more on Sunday? Do you really believe this team, what you saw last week, last Thursday night, do you believe they score 23 or more against the Vikings this Sunday? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Dave, listening to us in Milwaukee on The Fan, our flagship station. Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, Bill. Doing well. Yeah, I agree with some of what you heard from the people who had texted in. I think if you stop the run from the other side, you put that guy to three yards of carry, that means you're going to get the ball back, and even if it's a possession game, you'll still win because Kirk Cousins is like a Trubisky, and he will make the errors. If they don't have a run game, he will give you the opportunity to get the short field. He will. He's just not good enough. Even if the offense plays mediocre, you know, it just because we don't have that quarterback who's going to throw the game. So if we just maintain mediocrity, we'll win if we can stop the run.
I certainly hope you're true, and you're 100%. Appreciate it. Here, let me ask you this. Do you think this offense scores 23 or more points in this ballgame?
If they stop the run, they'll have shorter field. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay. I can go with the logic.
Because they'll have the
go
ball
ahead.
More. If you can stop the run, you'll have the ball a lot more, and you will have the chance to break out.
You are correct.
You're going to get the Bears.
That you are correct. I appreciate it, man. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Chime in and get on board. What is the biggest key for the Packers to get a win on Sunday? And the question I had was, do you feel that this Packers team scores 23 or more points in this contest coming up this Sunday? This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and well beyond the borders, down in Illinois as well. They have a location in Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay. You can call them, one big number, get you in any of them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. They have a 98% success rate of treating guys with low T, erectile dysfunction. Also, huge success with the all-in-one weight loss program. Fantastic. All you have to do is call. I'm living proof of it. Okay? You've watched the progression over the years, and New Mail Medical, big part of that. All you got to do is call 414-455-4451. That's the New Mail Medical Center and the New Mail Medical Center experts. They can help you. The medical experts over there at New Mail Medical, they're waiting for your call. And you can't do anything unless you call. We're going to continue this discussion. Will the Green Bay Packers score 23 or more this coming Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau Field? And what is the biggest key to the Packers getting a win this Sunday? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Talent-wise, too, as well, they got some more guys. They got the guy out of Maryland, the safety out of Maryland. They got Adrian, they added from Chicago's defense. 23, second year, and then Tremont Williams. Usually, so they are active in the back end. You know, they're flying around, as you can see, is on the Chicago team.
Those are the words of Stephon Diggs, wide receiver for your Minnesota Vikings, if you're listening to us over there in that fair state. Dreaded receiver for the Purple People Eaters, if you are a Green Bay Packers fan, with a little bit of angst, is that duo between Diggs and Thielen come roaring in to Lambeau Field. Now, look, the numbers yesterday, we started going over a little bit. Kirk Cousins, I think we want to poo-poo Kirk Cousins a little bit too quickly, because quality-wise, numerically, statistically, he's been a pretty good quarterback. He hasn't necessarily been the elite of the elite, but he's been better than average. And I don't want to look past Kirk Cousins. He's beaten the Packers before, don't forget. I don't want to look past Kirk Cousins. I think he's you know, you got to – ever since they picked up Bradbury, I mean, if you watch them in the preseason, Bradbury really kind of anchored that offensive line. Last year, that offensive line was porous. And, one, they didn't run block very well. And, two, he was under pressure up the gut. The A-gap, the one gap, was something that was exploited quite often last year via the blitz, more so than anything. And Kirk Cousins, when he was at his most vulnerable, that's where it came from. Bradbury has kind of solidified that for them, at least, you know, after one game. So you give him a little bit of extra time with the weaponry he has, and Kyle Rudolph is one hell of a tight end in this league. Plus, you got Dalvin Cook coming out of the backfield. And obviously, like I had mentioned, you've got the two wideouts in Thielen and Diggs. They've got some weapons over there. That's probably, in the division, that's probably the most balanced team. As much as I want to believe in what you're going to put up when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, go through Geronimo Allison, you know, you go through the list. As much as I want to believe that the Packers are right there, you know, it's unproven, I guess is the best way to put it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Go ahead and give us a shout. I want to hear from you. Let's do this. Let's get back to the phone calls, and let's see here. Who do we got? Let's go to John, listening to us in Madison on the Zone. John, welcome to the program, the Bill Michael Show. What's going on, man?
Steve, thanks for taking the call. You know what I'd like to see, and I don't know how practical this is, but I definitely agree with everybody else. He's got to get rid of that ball fast, but I think you need to totally disrupt the rhythm that we currently have. What happens if they go no huddle for the first three or four plays, get that ball out of there? I mean, if you looked at the Saints-Texans game, both those quarterbacks went down the field in, what, 12 seconds, you know, and made some spectacular plays. I think Aaron has to play this game like we're already 5 points behind and there's only a minute left. You know, there's just too much laid backness. Okay, it's only the first quarter, and then okay, it's only the second quarter, and they've always kind of been a second half team. But I want to see a fast start, rattle the doggone Vikings a little bit. I mean, it's like they already know what our game plan is, and I'd like to drastically change it to maybe flip things around a bit.
Right.
Thanks.
No, I understand that. It still goes back. Appreciate the phone call, and thanks for listening to us as well. It still goes back to what everybody kind of wants to pinpoint is you want to win the line of scrimmage. You want to win in the trenches. Everything else is kind of a ripple effect. And if you've listened to this program, you know I'm a big believer in that. When you get to the X factors, the keys, the offensive line play has to be big. The defensive line play has to be big. It all kind of goes from there. But to me, this game has two things you want to see. Number one is Aaron Rodgers. Can Aaron Rodgers get this on track? Can Aaron Rodgers silence the critics? Can Aaron Rodgers erase doubt? All the things that we've discussed over the last 24, 48 hours, can Aaron Rodgers get rid of? You know, the arm strength issue, the blitz issue on third down, getting rid of the football, problems coming out of the huddle, delay of game. You know, he admitted he had missed some throws, didn't play great. He told Matt LaFleur, hey, I'll play better. Okay, will he play better? You know, are you going to hit the open receiver, or is there going to be a lot of running around looking for a guy downfield? You know, and he's the one that said, hey, Devontae Adams, he's top three receiver in the league. Well, if he is, then he should be getting open and should be getting more passes and should be able to haul down the ball a little bit more, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Well, you have to have play up front. We all know that. You're 100% correct. If the blocking is better up front and he has more time to throw the football, certainly. But I want to see the offense operate efficiently. And then the number two thing, can the defense do it again? Can the defense put back-to-back weeks together in which – and this is a much better offense. Can the defense put back-to-back weeks together in which they really show us something? Those are the two things. That's it. Let's do this. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. They have some good subs there right now. Limited time only, as a matter of fact, subs over there at Cousin Subs. They've got the couple of them. They've got grilled, by the way, for all the grilled sub lovers. The new chicken cordon bleu, they've got that, and the hot ham and cheddar deluxe right now. Limited time only over at Cousin Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com, and even in some areas, they are now delivering. So go to CousinSubs.com. Pete says, always protect Rodgers and pressure the Vikings quarterback. Threes or higher, he says, the guy we're looking for, Mason Crosby. There, I fixed it. You've got this one, depending on the cost, would you bring in Fitzpatrick from Miami? No, I really wouldn't. Sorry, I don't see the value there. If I'm bringing in anybody, I'm bringing in right here, right now. Somebody that would be now again in a perfect world, if I was going to bring in anybody right now, and I'm not giving you a specific name, but if I was going to bring in anybody, if there's one position that I would want to target, and I know people may roll their eyes at this, I would go with an additional middle linebacker. That's the one area where if you lose Blake Martinez, you're hurting. You really need a high quality guy in the middle to back up Blake Martinez. So That would be the one area that if I had, and I know it's something that people kind of roll their eyes at because it's not a splashy position, but to me, I think it's extremely vital. I really do. Goodson, I haven't seen Goodson play enough to really give you kind of an opinion on him just yet. And he's, hopefully, Oren Burks continues to get stronger as the season goes on. And we know what Ty Summers can do. But if Blake Martinez goes down, you're really hurting. I would love to see additional depth there at that position with some chops. That's the one area of concern that I really have. 855-830-8648. This one comes from Mark. He says, David Bakhtiari has to suffer through the back pain. Can he and will he? And if he can't, who is going to take over? That's a great question. Do you bounce Lane Taylor outside and bring Elgton Jenkins in? That's probably the more likely possibility. Okay. Beyond that, you have Alex Light. He's more of a tackle. Then you're not going to put Elgton Jenkins out there. I can't imagine you'd stick him out on the edge. Do you flip Brian Bulaga? No. Billy Turner has the ability to play, but he's more right tackle than he would be left tackle. So chances are if David Bakhtiari goes down, Lane Taylor bounces out to the left tackle position. Elgton Jenkins comes in to the left guard position. Then really you only have one guy playing out of position, rather than try and mix and match. But if David Bakhtiari would go down for any length of time, that's worst-case scenario. It truly is. 855-830-8648. When we come back, you're going to hear a couple of times from Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens is going to give an update from up in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. And also, he went one-on-one with a guy that we're going to go one-on-one with tonight up at the Lodge Kohler Kickoff. He went one-on-one with Adrian Amos. That interview, all of that, coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Green Bay Packers news flash. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers practice outdoors, getting ready for Sunday's game against the Vikings. Left tackle David Bakhtiari did not practice. The injury report has Bakhtiari down with a back injury. Will he play Sunday? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur had only this to say.
Well, I'm not going to get into the injuries anymore, so you guys see the report.
Packers president Mark Murphy is promising new ways to get the Packers fans louder at Lambeau Field during home games. What did the players think? Quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's great. You know, my only ask is that we don't do the wave when we're on offense. Other than that, man, be as loud as you want, you know, from the start. Hopefully nobody, you know, says sit down. Anybody, I've heard that from time to time. Somebody standing up, somebody else tells them to sit down. But we'd love everybody to get up and be as loud as possible from the start. We need it. We've been rolling here over the years in stretches, and it's a tough place to play, especially late in the season. I love the lights dimmed, you know, for night games. Hopefully we can get that, you know, in week four. But, yeah, we got a great home field advantage, a great fan base, and the louder the better.
Matt LaFleur said he liked things like the air raid siren and pregame buildup the Bears put on last week at Soldier Field.
Anybody that was there last week in Chicago could feel that. You could feel that from the opening, from pregame. It felt like it had a playoff type feel to it. The fans were into it. They sang the national anthem. They're screaming their head off the whole time for 2 minutes or whatever it was. So we knew that type of environment, it's challenging on offenses, and that's what we want to get here. And we want our fans to stand up and get loud and support our players.
Of course, the Bears fans also booed their team for much of the second half. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Stuff from Mike Clemens. Always good to hear from you. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends up at Lodge Kohler. Tonight is the Lodge Kohler kickoff, and the guy that you're about to hear with Mike Clemens, Adrian Amos, he's going to be our live and in-person guest tonight. So come on up and join us as we're going to get there a little bit later on this afternoon. And Adrian Amos is going to join us for a little wine tasting that they do up there. It's kind of a really laid-back atmosphere, a little higher-brow atmosphere. They do a featured wine each week, and we sit down and have almost like a fireside chat with a Green Bay Packer. It's a fun program. So, again, come on out tonight to the Lodge Kohler Kickoff, and you can find all the information. Go to Lodge Kohler Kickoff on Facebook, Instagram. You can find them over on Twitter as well, and it should be a fun evening. So, Mike Clemens, our own Mike Clemens, who you just heard, and Mike and Adrian Amos, they had a chance to sit down and chat a little bit in the locker room the other day, and Wanted you to take a listen to this. Take a listen to Mike and Adrian Amos.
Adrian, today, Aaron Rodgers not only, of course, complimented you on your big play against Chicago, but the fact that you're a veteran helping out on special teams. And after going out for the game, the Bears had a couple of decent field positions start the game. For the rest of the game, they're starting from their own 25, the 4, the 11. That had to do in part with J.K. Scott's deep punts, touchback kicks, you know, from Mason Crosby, but good coverage on special teams as well.
Yeah, you know, that's always important. That field position, you know, is important in a game. When the opposing offense can start backed up, you know, it lets us go out there on defense and, you know, and play well. We can, but when you're starting on your own 40 and stuff, a lot of times, that's that shot area. That's that, you already got a field goal. So, you know, teams can get into, you know, a different type of offense, you know, when you're getting the ball on your half of the field. So, you know, it's a big part, and special teams is important.
If your opponent's starting out first and 10 on their own 11, that means that Mike Pettine can dial up things that he otherwise wouldn't try when they get out past their own 40 or midfield.
I would say I don't know about that for sure, but you just know that, you know, it's a long field. So, it's, you know, when they get the ball with a short field, the threshold for mistake and error is a lot shorter, you know what I'm saying, because you only got to get 40 yards. And the offense is, like I said, the offense is, they open up a playbook for shots and different things like that because they already know they have points. So that's when, you know, they already got points. We might as well, you know, try for the end zone and stuff like that. That's what I take out of it, yeah.
Matt LaFleur said, no surprise, week one in the NFL, turnover ratio, those teams that won that won the game. It was like ridiculous, like 10-2-1. This team, plus one, you had the turnover. Aaron Rodgers, of course, always safe with the football. That's the way you still win football games every week in this league.
For sure. That turnover margin is crucial. It's crucial. And turnovers cause those short fields, like you said, them short fields, and it takes away points. You know, a turnover in your own red zone, that changes the field. That changes the field. You know, like that's what I said. Turnovers equal points to me. Turnovers always equal points. You know, what's the first thing the offense does after the turnover? They take a shot. They want to go for it all. So if it's the number one thing in the league that's going to tell you if a team win or loss, it's that turnover battle 9 times out of 10. I mean, it's not, you know, it's outliers and here and there, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's that turnover. Whoever won that turnover battle won that game.
Thanks, Adrian.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go, Adrian Amos, and you're going to get more of that coming up this evening on the Lodge Kohler kickoff in Lodge Kohler. Reminder, today's portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, top-tier alternative fuels, no fee ATMs, and today you can stop in, get registered for the Packers opening drive contest at Quick Trip. Use your Quick Rewards card, and if you don't have one, get one. Download the app on your phone. And today, the cookies today on this Friday the 13th, 4 of their specially made cookies for $1 all the way through September 16th. That is from our friends at Quick Trip. Let's get back to the phone call, shall we? Let's go to Craig listening to us in West Dallas. Craig, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding, man.
How's it going, big unit?
I am doing well today.
Time of the year. You got the Brewers right in the thick of the thing here. And, of course, the Packers are going to win Sunday. I think they're going to score at least 35, probably 14 on turnovers. And they'll get the running game going this week.
Thirty plus points, that's what you're calling for today. Tell me why. What gives you that kind of confidence?
I just think that Rodgers is going to prove, you know, he's ready to go. You know, last week was kind of the feel out. I mean, it was a big game. And he was off on a couple of throws, but the timing is not going to be there in a regular game. You can practice all you want. And the guys ain't that close yet. You know how Aaron and Nelson – They practice every day at home. They were out in the backyard throwing the thing around and slinging it. He knew exactly where he was going to be. Adams is awesome, but he's not there yet. He's going to get there. And when he does, lights out. And hopefully this year or next year for sure.
No, I hope you're right. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for holding for a while, Craig, listening to us in West Allis on our flagship station, out of Milwaukee. This is Chuck, who is listening to us in Green Bay on the mighty WNFL there. He says, hey, guys, you've been talking about it all day. It comes down to one thing and one thing only. That is Aaron Rodgers. I've heard a lot of yapping out of his mouth lately about how things are going to be just fine. He just hasn't said R-E-L-A-X. I am not relaxing. I am waiting for him to show up and play a complete game. He hasn't done it all season long. He hasn't done it last year either. Well, let's slow the roll. They've only played one game this year. When you say all season long, you could say maybe preseason. I mean, obviously he didn't play in the preseason, but to say all season long, you're getting crazy on me, man. It's Friday the 13th, and it's a full moon, and I know people are a little bit nuts, all right? But now last year, that comment about last year, I can't remember a game in which maybe you're right, that Aaron Rodgers had that complete Aaron Rodgers game. Let me ask you this. I mean, you tell me, what game, go back to last year, that you could say, yeah, that was vintage Aaron Rodgers? Because I think we were waiting for a majority of the season to see that finally kind of, you know, come to pass, and it just never really did, in my opinion. He had good games, don't get me wrong. But he didn't have that Aaron Rodgers game when you walked away going, nah, there's that guy that everybody kept saying, he's a bad man. What is the biggest key to a Packers win on Sunday? And the Packers, 11 out of the last 13, have scored 23 points or more. Will they score more than 23 points at Lambeau Field this weekend? Yay or nay? More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.